Talking golf keeps her mind off of the weather issues, right? And the Northern Trust final round is actually scheduled for tomorrow, not today, as it has been postponed due to ennui. And another Henry joins us, right? Henry Johnson, Executive Vice President of Northern Trust. Good morning, Henry. Thanks so much for joining us here and talking golf.
It's my absolute pleasure. Thanks so much for having me. Rest assured, you're
So,
not the first person this week that's mentioned the coincidence of my name in the impending storm.
although we'll call you Henry, not Henri.
Much appreciated.
Parlez-vous français. Well, wow, what a busy week for you and really your entire team at Northern Trust. Kind of take us behind the scenes and give us a description of what your week has been like so far over at Liberty National, Henry.
Well, it's always such an amazing experience to be part of a tournament that's played at this level, that's hosted and put on at this level. Lots of people think about the tournament as a 4-day affair, but for us at Northern Trust, it's many days longer than that. It's basically an 8-day week with events that take place on course during the practice rounds, and then we typically are also hosting on the Monday after. An amateur tournament where clients and friends get to play from the same pin placements. So it's been a
Oh,
busy
wow.
week of hosting on course and evening events, et cetera. But obviously an unexpected day of rest today.
Definitely, definitely. But when you look at that leaderboard, I mean, and the scores have been really interesting. I mean,
Oh my
Cameron
gosh,
Smith,
yeah.
John Rahm tied for the lead at 16 under. Erik van Rooyen one shot back. Justin Thomas and Tony Finau only two shots back. I really do hope that they can get the entire round played tomorrow because, I mean, at this point, anything can happen.
There are so many. I mean, this is a stacked leaderboard. We're obviously delighted. Harold Varner, someone who, if I have my facts straight, first played in our Northern Trust Open in LA through a sponsors event, exemption. We've always tried to identify players of color who were coming up, and to see him playing so well, I can tell you we're just delighted. We're delighted with this leaderboard.
Absolutely. And, can you talk about perhaps the connection between your company's demo audience and the golf demo? Because it certainly makes sense, for Northern Trust to be tied into the PGA Tour.
Sure. There are really three reasons that this is so important to us. One is obviously brand building in an important market. If you've been kind of anywhere in Greater New York this last couple of days, you've seen references to the tournament, advertising, press, et cetera. You mentioned earlier on in the show how amazing the ferry is that comes over from Lower Manhattan, and of course that's plastered with our name and brand. So part is brand awareness. Another part is obviously hosting clients and guests throughout the tournament itself. It's just such a unique experience to play at Liberty, and so we have clients from all over the world who have been our guests over the last several days. And then honestly, one of my favorite aspects of the tournament, and something that I think probably the listeners on your show know better than most, but that PGA Tour events, the net proceeds of them go to local charities. I really feel like the PGA, almost unlike any other sport, has had such a rich history of supporting the communities where its tournaments take place. And as a sponsor, we've worked really hard to see that our tournaments do that. Over the 14 years that we have been hosting a PGA Tour event, that's meant more than $20 million for the communities where
Yeah.
these tournaments are played.
I mean,
And
overall, I saw this stat, Henry. Overall, the PGA Tour and its tournaments, and this came out a year ago, surpassed $3 billion in all-time charitable giving. I mean, a lot of people don't realize that every single week at a tournament on the PGA Tour and LPGA Tour, money is raised for a variety of charities. And boy, over $3 billion? That's just unbelievable.
Yeah, I actually, so that was when I mentioned sort of my 8-day week. Tuesday, I was on course, and we did an event with the Community Food Bank of New Jersey, helping to pack boxes for families who are food insecure in this environment. I think something that people aren't really aware of, how important the school systems have been for dealing with folks who are hungry. And when kids weren't at school due to the pandemic, the problem got a lot worse. So I was delighted to be both a volunteer for that event on Tuesday morning on course, but also even more delighted to present the leaders of the Community Food Bank with a donation of $50,000 to support their efforts, something that'll feed 150 thousand families. It's an extraordinary and important time to be supporting communities in and around Jersey City.
Now, when you and I spoke earlier in the week, you were talking about the 125 Club and the Legends Club and how these, people in this club kind of decide, what charities they can, that this tournament actually benefits. How does that work?
Yeah, so we, as I mentioned, the charitable aspect is a big part for us. And so we, both in LA, we had an organization called the Legends Club around the Northern Trust Open in LA. Here, we created something called the 125 Club, keying off the fact that this is the 125 top golfers who qualify for the first round of the FedEx Cup. We created one club, and we thought we would try to get 25 local and civic business and civic leaders who were passionate about the connection between community and youth athletics to help nominate for us charities, help us see, if you will, 25 sets of eyes around communities of need where our tournament might play an important part in helping to support those efforts. So the 125 Club was founded. Actually, there were more than 25 people who wanted to sign up. And so it's a larger group than that. But each year they make a charitable contribution to be part of our organization and then nominate local charities to be the beneficiaries of the proceeds of the tournament. So it's benefited things like First Tee of New York, which you would completely expect. But also think this year the Community Food Bank, as I mentioned, in New Jersey, last year Hackensack Memorial Hospital, or 2 years ago. And I'm fairly involved with the USTA, and so we've also made important contributions to things like Harlem Junior Tennis. So while not specifically golf related, absolutely related to the important role that youth athletics bring to lifting people out of the challenges that they can often face in communities of need.
And the US Open right around the corner. We'll be out there
Right
full
around the
force.
corner.
And you're a tennis player, so I'm sure I'll see you out there. Now, did I hear that this is the 14th and the final year of the Northern Trust sponsorship?
It is. I have to say, it's bittersweet for all of us. The changes in the schedule have resulted in a real rethinking and restacking of the various course tournaments that make up the tour. But I will tell you, we and the PGA, I think, would both say to you that we have gotten sort of everything we hoped and more out of this remarkable partnership. I saw Mike O'Grady, our CEO, interviewed yesterday, and I thought he said it very well, which was, this is in fact goodbye, but it's not forever. And so we are taking a bit of a pause as we determine how best to continue to go forward with the PGA. But we have absolutely loved our 5 years, both obviously culminating here at Liberty, but last year at TPC Boston. We've been at Ridgewood Country Club. We've been at Glen Oaks out in Long Island. It's been a wonderful experience for all of us at Northern here in the greater New York market, and the role that the PGA Tour plays in what we think is one of the great towns in America for golf fans.
Definitely. And just to add, you had mentioned Harold Varner the third. He shot a 3 under yesterday. He's 12 under for the tournament. You were mentioning how he was a special exemption years ago in California when the tournament was played there. So he's only 4 shots behind. So hope they really can get all this in tomorrow, because it's such a tight leaderboard, Henry, that anything can still happen. So even though Cameron Smith
Absolutely.
shot that incredible 60 yesterday, and Jon Rahm is tied with Cameron Smith at 16 under, there's a lot of things that could still happen in this event if they can hopefully get this final round in. Thank you so much, Henry, for joining me, and continued success. And are you going to be out there tomorrow?
Wouldn't miss it, even if it means standing there in a raincoat all day. I can't wait.
Well, continued success, and I really appreciate your insight from a sponsor's perspective. Have a great
Thanks so much for
rest
having me.
day. Stay safe, and we'll hopefully get this Northern Trust fine around completed tomorrow.